Have a seat. My name is Dr. Creed. You're a new student to the school, correct? I thought so. Well, please, like I said, have a seat. Make yourself comfortable. Well, in case you aren't familiar, every major in our university falls into a different college. And each college generally has a few advising professors to counsel students on class schedules, orientations, things of that nature. Ah, the College Bestia is one of the oldest existing colleges at the university. I suppose the name represents that, referring to non-humans and demi-humans under a name akin to beast is, well, unfortunate. But I'm sure you can imagine the ways in which an old university might cling to tradition to an often unhealthy degree. Still, College Bestia has incredibly strong offerings. And you mentioned on your application that you are interested in non-human biostudies, correct? Oh, good. Then you're in the right place. I oversee that major specifically, and I also teach some of the more advanced classes in it. I see you're transferring in with a few credits. Very impressive. So you'll likely be seeing more of me sooner rather than later. Whether that's a positive or a negative is for you to decide, I suppose. Oh, but first, do you mind if I explain to you a bit about the non-human biostudies major? I know the website gives a brief description, but I find simply reading about things online can leave one wanting. And of course, now you can ask me any questions you have. Determine if the major is right for you. As much as I'd love to have another incredible student, I'd like you to end up where you feel you belong. Non-human biostudies covers a range of demi-human to non-human categorizations of races. We examine the differences and the similarities that exist, as well as the causation of lycanthropy, vampirism, Wendigo condition, and such. Any questions about that? Oh, well, your general ed will cover magical theory and touch on magical expression. But it won't be a focus for your major. Witchdom is, in part, a thing a person is, but it's also something one learns, and it doesn't have much of an effect on a given witch's biology in and of itself. Of course, biomagic is a different story, and the effects of magic on creatures it's utilized on does fall partially into the breadth of our courses. I hope that's not terribly disappointing. If it's of any consolation, we do require a concentration in our major. There are particular pre-made concentrations you can choose from, but I find a lot of students like to develop their own specialization. It allows them to really hone in, focus on what they're interested in. If you're interested in magic, well, you could develop a concentration in the usage of non-human biology in the field of magic. Your concentration will also relate to your final graduation thesis. So do keep that in mind. off the top of my head, you could develop a thesis in the field of Kitsune's origins in wild magic and the implications of those origins, for example, or the reasons in which dragon scales innately lend themselves to certain types of magic. There's a lot of overlap between the fields, and we really want to encourage students to explore those gray areas and the way those fields blend. The typical provided concentrations are absolutely valid if you see something you want to explore, but the provided concentrations are more broad. Lycanthropy, vampiric structure, so on and so forth. Okay, so the self-guided concentration is what we're interested in then, yes? Perfect. You can always change this later. And you can build this later on, after you've taken classes for a semester or so. Once you have a bit better of an idea of what you'd really like to focus in on. Essentially, you'll choose a track of 4 to 6 classes, either from our department or any other department, and you'll give your concentration its very own name. I'll be the one to approve it, so once you have that structured, you'll bring it to me, and all I need to see is that you have a clear image of what you're wanting to study. And that your chosen courses are cohesive. Now, planning out your first semester. That's a very important step, and I'm going to help you out with that. Because I know it can be very overwhelming. Prerequisites, co-requisites, recommended courses, sequences, all of that makes it, well, less than straightforward. There are 3 classes I usually recommend starting off with, leaving a couple extra spots for general eds and the like. Your basic psionic conceptuals, that kind of thing. The first thing I recommend is basic non-human physiology. This is particularly important because you'll get the foundations for a lot of other courses within the non-human biostudies in this class. Additionally, it tracks into intermediate non-human physiology and then advanced non-human physiology. This is really your core bread and butter for the major. Oh, and additionally, I teach all 3 of those courses, so I get to see your lovely, smiling face every morning. Well, morning in a metaphorical sense. Strictly. I teach afternoon classes because I'm on tenure, and what tenure professor in their right mind teaches at 8 a.m.? I promise you, we like it no more than many students do. Besides the psionics professors. Real sticklers for discipline, but I didn't say that. Anyway, joking aside, we'll mark that down as your first class, as I don't see anything transferable here. No, nothing that covers that. However, funny enough, I do see a class that covers concepts of magical undead. Liches, wraiths, the theories behind their functioning, and so on. That's a fairly obscure class, actually, so I'm surprised, but that does free up space for an elective or another core course from the major. We can come back to this in just a moment. Thirdly, fae biodiversity is a really wild ride. There's a lot of things most people don't realize that comes up in that class. So I do like to recommend people take that right away. I know plenty of students who have derived their concentration entirely from concepts in that class. Taking it in your first semester really gives you time to marinate in the concept. And that class tracks into separate courses, focusing on Seelie and Unseelie implications. So you've got your two classes and a third free space. What do you think about? What about disease management within incorporeal non-humans? Oh, it's less specific than the name sounds. It's a primer on general curse effects, fiendish interactions with herbs, with an emphasis on cleansing and purifying herbs. A lot of extraordinarily interesting stuff in that class. It's a bit fringe, but I think that really makes it exciting to learn about. That field still has a lot of developing knowledge. There's a lot to explore, so there's plenty of room for student research and partnering with faculty to assist in projects if that's something you're interested in. Always good to get your name out there early. Well, wonderful. It looks like we've got your three major classes set for your first semester. Again, just to summarize, we'll be going with basic non-human physiology, fae biodiversity, and disease management within incorporeal non-humans. Now, your general ed classes are yours to choose, and that can be done in the online portal. Have you had the time to look into that and poke around, see how it works? Oh, fantastic. I love working with prepared students. It really does make my life easy. Well, there'll be a few time slots and teachers you can choose from for each of the classes we've discussed, again, all available in the online portal. Did you have any other specific questions for me? Yes, I believe the college does offer a floristry major. Little overlap with this major in particular. Any reason you ask? Just curious then. Well, all right. I'll never fault curiosity in a student. Well, we covered, let's see. I suppose that should be about it. Well, if you don't have any questions, it really was lovely meeting you. And I'm looking forward to having you in my class. Please, don't hesitate to email me with any questions you might have. I'll be sending you a copy of the classes we decided on today. So you'll have my email in your inbox if you don't already know where to find it. It was a pleasure. My name again was Dr. Creed, and I do feel the need to warn you. If the ears didn't give it away, I am a Cerberus. One of a Cerberus, anyway. You may occasionally see one of my others around campus, although he works in an entirely different department. Our third is... Well, every family has their disappointment, don't they? Oh, I suppose that's a bit harsh. Please ignore that. Oh, yes, yes. You'll learn more about Sabrai in your courses. Call me a bit vain, but it is something I enjoy teaching about. It's much more complex than simple triplets by a long shot. But back on topic. Yes, there have been confusions about my other walking around campus. Plenty of questions about doppelgangers, which is a bit silly, really. Imagine seeing somebody else's doppelganger. Oh, but again, you'll understand that point later on in your studies. I could prattle on about research and theories and so forth all day long. I'll leave you to wander campus, check things out. Don't be afraid to poke your head into some of the labs and look around. I encourage it. And if you come up with any more questions, please stop back by. I'll be here nearly all day. Just give a small knock to ensure there's no other students going through their admissions process at the moment. With that, it was wonderful meeting you. And I'll be seeing you in class in just a few weeks. Hi, everybody. I'm gonna keep this nice and soft for those of you have already fallen asleep, but this video was supported and chosen by my patrons over on Patreon, so I'd just like to give a special thanks to those in the Fey Courtesan tier and above. And that would be Lost Tabaxi, Diamond Wing, Shiny Volcaron, Izzy Wicked, Zachariah Alley, and Alethea. Thank you so much for your support. It's very much appreciated, and I hope you all enjoyed the video. See you next time.